How was the break, kind of part one and part two? Excited about getting going here again?
Yeah, good break. We needed it with the stretch of games that we had. Our medical room was starting to fill up on the things that can really heal up over 2 or 3 days. So that was a well-timed break for us. And I think there is an excitement here. I feel it to get back on this big push. There's no more breaks, and the hockey changes gears now, and it's the hardest played of the regular season.
Matthew Perreault says he's good to go. Are you in that same mindset?
Yeah, he looked fine out there. We're gonna give it the day. Experience tells you that anybody coming off injuries, they get to skate once, and we'll see how they're doing tomorrow, and we'll take a look at all our guys, but I think we're pretty close to healthy.
How about the rest of your lineup? Any concerns going into this stretch drive here?
Not other than the normal daily concerns of the National Hockey League. Like I say, we're as healthy as we could hope to be, I think, at this point. So, everybody getting everybody in, getting them in the right spots and an opportunity to play their best.
Did you miss Matthew the most?
Well, you know what, in a lot of areas. The offense that line generates looks different. Clearly, he has an important role on our power play. Even though I didn't mind what the power play was trying to do, it wasn't as effective when he's not there. Other than that, you know what? For a guy that's not that big, he brings a lot of energy to our lineup. Finish checks and on the puck and competing at a real high level, that's infectious. Good player. We missed him, but we had good players step in. And Evander scored a couple goals. We needed him to. Chris Thorburn came in. That line looked real strong last game.
What do you see different in, I mean, this team was one of the hottest teams in the league before the break. You know, take us back to a year ago. In the change in the confidence and just the overall vibe with this group?
The block between Christmas break and the All-Star break, I still think it was a difficult one to assess, even though we got on a bit of a run there toward the end. Early in that block, I think we started to feel the effects of the defensemen that were gone. They came back in the lineup. I don't believe we necessarily played our best team game of the year, but it was good enough. The game in Chicago, you know, we were really tired, but our structure, I think, kind of got us through that. So there's, I think, a confidence in each other, in the players in the room have with each other, the style of game. I think there's an understanding of what it should look like. You have to reestablish that, and anytime you have a bit of a break, that's where you got to get back to your game. And now we're going to see desperation by a bunch of teams. We'll see the top end teams, some of which will load up toward the end. So the game just amps up. It's more physical. It's all part of the path that we've tried to be on all year.
Just clarification, Buffs good to go for tomorrow? Just a day off today?
Yeah, I don't know how, if everybody at the All-Star game survived the goal scoring, he should be fine.
Mark Stewart is ready to go tomorrow too, you expect?
He's in that group of guys. We're going to give him a day and see how he feels coming back.